Decades of fighting in Afghanistan have divided communities and families. The civil war also has led to a split in the Afghan economy. On paper, at least, the country has only one currency, but it's not that simple. The BBC's Peter Greste reports.
Money changers tune into the BBC's local language news broadcasts before deciding on an exchange rate. When the talk is of peace, the Afghani strengthens against the dollar. When things look bad, it plummets. But even in the exchange markets, things are never quite that simple.
Salaam alaikum.
I'd like to change $20. What's the exchange rate?
It will be 84,000 in Jumbish money.
In Jumbish money, is there another form of money?
Yes, there's another money which is called Rabani money.
And what's the exchange rate for that money?
46,000.
That's two types of the same currency, the Afghani. To the untrained eye, the notes look identical, but the changers and the market traders all know the difference. My changer, Faidun, explains that the Rabani notes, named after the president of the Northern Alliance's government, have a slightly greener colour than the Jumbeshi notes, so called after the member of the alliance which controls an isolated pocket of territory in the centre of the country. When the Taliban pushed north a few years ago, they split the alliance in two. To keep afloat, Jumbeshi Mili printed its own money, halving the value of the currency in areas under its control. Now those notes have filtered across Afghanistan, but the difference in values remains. The system is a nightmare for the Afghan traders and their customers trying to keep alive amid the economic mess. Islamuddin runs a small corner store in Khojibauddin in northern Afghanistan. His little mud brick stall is filled with cooking oil from Pakistan, tin lamps and tea from China, spices from India, and local nuts. Islamuddin invites me in, and over tea, he and his father explain the problems. The less valuable Jumbeshi notes are now more common than the Rabani notes, but the government pays its staff in Rabanis. The traders complain that it's almost impossible to keep up with the shifting relative exchange rates, let alone the rate against the dollar. Doing business is a nightmare, and they say this economic anarchy is a direct result of the complete breakdown in central government. Return some kind of order here, and they can get on with business. For now, though, they've got no choice but to deal in one currency, but two exchange rates.
The BBC's Peter Greste in Afghanistan. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.